from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner every Wednesday around this time, talking sports cards and collectibles here on 1600 ESPN. If you are a collector yourself, you have someone in your family who's a collector, you have friends who collect sports cards or sports memorabilia, please tell them about the segment, either live or in podcast form at kgymradio.com. And as always, topic ideas and the like are welcome via the text line or via email, Spencer at kgymradio.com. I promised you a tale of two auctions is the theme today for the segment here. It has to do with the World Series, because you had a lot of memorabilia going up for auction lately from the World Series, where, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the New York Yankees. And two baseballs that went for auction on totally opposite ends of the spectrum. And the second one, you might wonder, like, who would buy that? I found myself saying that when I saw the story on Sports Collectors Daily. But first, the good news, quote unquote, the walk-off grand slam baseball. Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off grand slam in game one of the World Series, 10th inning, giving the Dodgers a 6-3 win. That baseball sold for $1.56 million late Saturday night. We've talked about the story before, I think, but the ball landed in front of a 10-year-old fan. The Dodger fan, this 10-year-old, ended up kicking the ball to his dad, who ended up corralling the baseball. And then they consigned the ball to SCP Auctions, based in Southern California. And this baseball is now, in the hands of someone else, and sold for $1.56 million over the weekend. That price, by the way, is the third most valuable baseball ever, surpassing the ball hit by Aaron Judge to break Roger Maris's American League single-season home run record in 2022. So pretty cool story. Nice little windfall, if you will, for that family, making some cash off of the walk-off grand slam baseball from Freddie Freeman. On the total opposite end of the spectrum, and it's fitting that I mentioned Aaron Judge in the last story, but the baseball from his World Series error in Game 5 that helped the Dodgers win the World Series just sold as well at auction for $43,510 on the Dodgers side of the platform. That was never going to be on the Yankees side of the platform. If it was, it would be to be burnt by angry Yankees fans in a burn barrel or something. But the ball that eluded the glove of Aaron Judge in Game 5, leading to a Dodgers victory that ended the series, sold for $43,000 on the MLB.com auction site. Who's paying $43,000 for a dropped, like an error baseball? I don't know, but people bought it, and bidding opened at $100 on December 2nd. I'm sure whoever opened the auction's like, okay, we've got this ball that Judge dropped to help end the series, basically. I can't imagine this will go for much. I can just hear the conversation now. But it went for $43,000, apparently, on the MLB auction site. There, it shows, this is the lesson from this, right? Anything can truly be made into a collectible, right? That's just like stuff you wouldn't even think of can be made into a collectible. And if you're a Dodger fan, then you can get it authenticated, which I'm assuming it was, being on the MLB auction site. In fact, the listing even said dropped fly ball by Aaron Judge. If that's your way of commemorating your team winning the World Series in that Game 5, I don't blame them at all. And it's a conversation piece. I don't know what the person who bought it is going to do with it, but I could see, you know, a guy who's a huge Dodger fan, or girl or family, or huge Dodger fans. Hey, you know, I have some friends over to watch a game. Oh, what's this baseball up here on your shelf? Remember when Aaron Judge dropped that fly ball that helped us win the World Series? That's that's the ball right there. How much did you pay for it? Well, I paid $43,000. That's where it turns like, what? But anything can be collectible if you really want it to be. And people will pay stupid amounts of money for things that probably really aren't worth $43,000.
You know what they should do with that? They should try to get Aaron Judge to sign it somehow. That would be incredible.
I don't think he would.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But if there's... Maybe you can deceive him somehow and I'll go with a kid or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, we were at the World Series, you know.
This is a random ball,
I promise.
It's
a random ball. Yeah, we just bought this from the souvenir shop. Why does it have the hologram on it? I don't know.
It's just funny how stuff works out sometimes. And don't just ignore it.
Don't worry about it. Well, there's an auction tag on this thing. You have a receipt in your pocket? Can I see that? Why does it say Judge Flyball? No. But like I said, two different sides of the coin, two different dollar amounts. Both from the World Series. Thought that was kind of interesting when all was said and done. As for new releases this week, I'll be 100% honest. I have not been paying too close attention because it's the holidays and we're busy at work. But the big one this week that I've seen people talking about is Prism. Prism Football. That's always one of the more popular sets. Look, people love Chrome. Chrome cards. Shiny stuff. And it's one of the first football... Panini's so backed up, and I still don't understand. I talked about it with the WNBA cards that they put out like the day after the finals ended. I don't understand what their business model is because they put stuff out way past the date, and so they're expecting like people to have the same enthusiasm for collecting some of these players with 3 weeks left in the NFL season that they would in late August or early September. That's just their business model. I don't know what they're doing, but. Prism Football is out. It's very expensive because people love Prism Football. But if you can find it, the thing I've noticed, Panini is printing stuff to the moon and back. So earlier years of Prism, like 2017, 2018, even 2019, 2020, maybe not so much 2020. Some of those, they used to be pretty hard to find. And now you could walk into any hobby store or even a retail store that sells trading cards and find quite a bit if the people who clear the shelves with one fell swoop haven't gotten to it yet. But Prism is out. I've been looking around. Some of the big cards have been pulled. The Caleb Williams 1/1, the Black Finite 1/1 was pulled. So if you're a Bears fan hoping to score that card for your collection, it's out there, but it's been pulled by someone else. JJ McCarthy's 1/1 has been pulled as well. Black Finite 1/1, a few others. Drake May, his Black Finite. It's a parallel. That's what Black Finite is. If you're curious, those have been pulled. So Prism is the newest football release out. A ton of people still ripping, Topps Chrome update in my feeds, because of the chase for the debut patch, which the Paul Skeens is still out there. As we approach Christmas, the Twitter account that I follow that tracks the number of debut patches that have been pulled, the rookie debut patches that we talked about last week or the week before, 174, it looks like, of the debut patches have been pulled. And Paul Skeens is still out there. So somebody might be sitting on it and like, oh, I bought this box for Christmas, or I'm just going to hold this box because it's going to be worth something because of all the great rookie cards in it. And they don't realize they have the Paul Skeens 1/1 rookie debut patch autograph out there. But still searching for it, apparently, according to some of the people in the know. So a lot of big names have been pulled. I mentioned last week, Jackson Holliday, Jackson Churio have been unearthed. Clayton Beter of the Dodgers was pulled earlier today, apparently a pitcher for Los Angeles. So they're slowly but surely coming off the board, but people are still opening that. Prism's popular. Basketball cards are still popular. Bowman University Chrome that we talked about last week before, that's very, very popular. So a lot of things to ask for or gift for the holidays if you are a card collector. That's for sure. That's Collector's Corner this week. Again, podcasts available if you missed anything from this week's segment or past segments. You can always find those at kgymradio.com, and I'll be back with another edition coming up next Wednesday. Well, no, we won't be back. Next Wednesday is Christmas. Should I do Collector's Corner live from? No. I'm not working on Christmas Day. I'm sorry, I ain't doing it. Maybe if I get some cards for Christmas, which I'm sure I probably will from someone in my family, I'll do a live rip on social media or something. Maybe I'll do that. No Collector's Corner next week. No Collector's Corner the week after. So we'll be back in January with a new Collector's Corner. So that's the year. The year in review, if you will, for Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. That's the segment for the week. We'll be back next with the sports menu. Spencer at Sports winding down here on 1600 ESPN.
CP Hoyt Jewelers holiday sale is on.
We're Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
CP Hoyt Jewelers.